Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe and I'm joined by Charles Bosch. This week, some very exciting news. At long last, the Suzuki Jimny 5-door has arrived. Not only arrived in South Africa, it's gone on sale. And Charles here next to me has had the opportunity to test drive that Jimny. You can read all about Charles' experiences, of course, on our website. And also, while you're at it, just subscribe to the Citizen's YouTube channel and you can listen to Pit Stop every week. Charles, let's start off with, apart from the fact that obviously it's got 5 doors instead of 3 doors, what else has changed on the Jimny? Obvious, right up front. What does it say on the box?
So we have two derivatives. When you look at, you have to look very, very carefully compared to the 3-door and the 5-door, with the obvious exception of the added length.
Let's say you look at it from the front.
Look at it from the front. So we have a chrome grille that's not available on the 3-door at all. And then the top of the range GLX has got projector LED headlights. That's the only visual change. Oh, and you've also got 3 color choices. That is a 5-door exclusive,
two-tone
colors. So it's the one is called Chiffon Ivory, Sizzling Red, and then my personal favorite, Kinetic Yellow. Those are not available at all on the
Was Kinetic Yellow not on the 3-door?
It was on the 3-door,
but not the 2-tone.
No, not the 2-tone. So those are reserved, and then there's a bunch of monotone colors as well. And then underneath, Suzuki has not just extended the wheelbase and the overall length by 340 millimeters. There's a brand new propeller shaft underneath. There's new springs. The chassis has been strengthened. All of that to cope with the extra length. Plus, it's now 105 kilograms heavier than the 3-door. And then inside, depending on the derivative, the GL has a new infotainment system, a 7-inch. Now, the 7-inch is exactly the same as you get on a Baleno and a Grand Vitara. But it now has wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, which the Baleno's system didn't have. So that's one of the key changes.
What's the 3-door Jimny GL's size of the
It's still size? A 7-inch.
But doesn't have those goodies.
If you look at the inside, if you look at the graphics of the display, it's completely different. Oh, yeah. So you still
that was quite, should I say, prehistoric. Those
well, it was very colorful. That this menu settings that you could choose from. Not so. I mean, we experienced it with the Baleno and so on. It's completely different. So you have memory is just completely blank on what the other changes were. But on the GLX, there is a new 9-inch infotainment screen. Now, some of the
items, like you would get in all the top products, like the Baleno, the Grand Vitara.
Exactly the same. Then you also get dual zone climate control, which is also new. And you get 6 airbags. The GL still has the dual front airbags, but there's 6 available on the GLX. And most of the items, the rest of the standard specification is completely unchanged from the comparative 3-door. But all the various items that I've just mentioned are not available on the 3-door. They are 5-door exclusive. And you'll still get the same tires, same tire design. And that is basically it that you get.
And obviously, like we mentioned, the addition of the extra doors, it also gives you more leg room in the rear.
Yes.
And then when all 4 seats are up, it does give you almost 200 litres of boot space.
211
yes.
With the seats up,
yes.
Up from 85. And then if you throw the rear seats forward, it's 1,113 litres. In the 3-door, it's only 377, which is a hell of a lot.
But that boot space, specifically for me, I would say, let's say you're taking 2 kids to school in the morning, and at least now their bags or their school cases, sporting equipment, whatever, it can stand upright, it can lie there, and the kids obviously will have their own doors getting in and out. You don't have to get out, or the passenger in front, very importantly.
Unfortunately, the other thing is, obviously, well, leg room is a little bit more, a lot more. Your taller passengers are still going to this. They're not going to appreciate, shall we say. So it's still a little bit too low for taller passengers, but a massive improvement over the three-door.
Well, they're going to get there. I saw a very interesting, a meme last week on should I say, X,
yep,
of Springbok Lok Ergie's name on a domestic flight sitting in economy class. And the man is almost folded in half. And you just cringe when you see it.
Yep.
Say, oh, poor fella. But yeah, I mean, if he can probably fit in a jimny. He's not going to be comfortable.
No.
But he's going to be getting there.
Probably sit in the front most, anyway, not in the rear.
Let's just talk about pricing. Obviously, they start at 429,
just under 430.
429 goes up to 479. And obviously, that's still not Suzuki's most expensive product. That would be the hybrid Grand Vitara. But while we're at the pricing, obviously, it is slightly more than the three-door,
yes,
which is nowadays even the most affordable three-door derivative is over 400 starting at. It was kind of expected to be in that,
yes,
region. But I mean, still, what does that compare to out on the road? It does not have a direct apples-for-apples rival.
No, it doesn't. If you look at the pricing, you get – it's about 30, depending on the derivative, either the GL or the GLX, it's between 30 to 40,000 rand more expensive than the three-door. But then again, you get those items – and some that I might have missed, you get that, and the extended length and so on, you get that width. So it's not as if it's bad value, but there is no, it really doesn't have any direct rival. And we jokingly asked Suzuki, when is the Toyota derivative going to come out? And they just shook their heads and said, there's no way that vehicle, that is a Suzuki product. Even though it's built in India, there's no partnership with regards to that vehicle going on. It will never receive a Toyota badge. So for the foreseeable future, there's just going to be one Jimny and no rival.
And obviously, being so niche and being so unique obviously also contributes to this huge, absolute cult following. We're not only talking South Africa. We're talking all over the world. A couple of years ago, Suzuki told us at the 50-year anniversary of Jimny, they had a little special event out in the country, and it was so nice to have all the older generation Jimnys. And they told us at that stage that had proven that at that stage they've approved the Jimny for Mexico for not the next year, the year thereafter, which I think was 2022. And they said they had 2,000 slot, and they basically sold overnight. Said for basically the next 2 years, apart from those 2,000, nobody in Mexico is going to get a Jimny. So obviously, all of this adds up to just the car's absolute magnificent appeal it's got.
It has been. You have to remember when the previous Jimny came out in 2008. Suzuki was relaunched in South Africa in 2006. By that stage, the Jimny was almost a decade old.
Yes, 10 years.
And they sold. It was about, I think, 9,000 of them were sold. This latest Jimny is more than, I think it was 12,000 that they mentioned of this fourth generation, and there was the waiting list when the Jimny came out. That's why production had to be moved to India from the main factory in Japan. Now the five-door is built exclusively in India, whereas the three-door is now moved back to Japan. But just to give you an indication how popular the Jimny is, so about earlier this year in Australia, they had to stop order books for the GLX automatic because people were just – they couldn't – there was no demand. And then Suzuki briefly opened it. Before that, they said, okay, you can buy a manual, but people were And then a couple of months ago, they opened the order books again for a limited time in Australia. Bang, all the order books again filled. So we don't know what the backlog – because there was a backlog in South Africa for a while – but they are still selling on a good month, maybe I think this year alone, somewhere in what month, it was nearly 400 or something Jimnys, if I can remember correctly. And it's stabilized, obviously, but it will never – it's just, as one of my colleagues put it, it's just too cool. It's cool looking and everybody wants it. Even though, I mean, the launch was in Botswana and we did a hell of a lot of off-road driving, most of the time in low-range four-wheel drive. And not one of the vehicles got stuck. It was incredible. And even though you're not necessarily going to use the four-wheel drive system, which you should because it's great and you're doing it an injustice if you're not taking it off-road. It is just everything you need. Now even better with five doors.
I was just going to about to ask you, you must just tell us quickly how it was. You've already done that. Of course, we'll be getting one on test hopefully in the next few months. And then we will, yeah, we'll see if we can get the keys away from Charles, if he's not going to be aiming for some dry riverbed somewhere along the Sandton byways or out Dipsluit or somewhere.
Wow.
We'll see all about it. We'll bring you all about that. Yeah, you can, like I said earlier, you can read all about Charles' experience in the new five-door Jimny. And also, while you're at it, subscribe to the Citizen YouTube channel, and you could be tuning into Pit Stop every week and listen to us talk some truths, some
rambling
nonsense.
On about cars.
Yeah, mainly about cars.
Yeah.
That's all we've got for you for this week. Thank you very much for joining in. I'm Jaco van der Merwe. I was joined by Charles Bosch.